55.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know. What do you guys want to do today? Besides, take over the vaccine world. And
yeah,
send them into the brain.
Send them into the sun. Brain. Yes. You ever catch the reruns of those things? They actually play some Animaniacs from time to time.
I love the Animaniacs.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have kids, you know? I mean, I raised five kids.
Yes.
And I started off with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I mean, just went through the whole gamut of all of the shows and all of the fads and everything. So,
well, cartoons were really for mom and dad, not the kids. You know that.
A lot of them are, yeah.
Anyway, and so is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is it for mom and dad or is it for kids? Well, today I think it's for everybody. It's the family. We got vaccine propaganda. We're going to have to counter as usual, but big time. They are desperate. Oh, my gosh, the vaccine industrial complex is desperate. We'll just show you how desperate they are and what their desperation is actually revealing. Stand by for that. Also, we got a big update on the Long Island tour, right? On a three-hour tour. Hopefully we don't get lost up there. Maybe it won't snow as bad. That's going to be happening the 15th of January, a Wednesday evening. And Gene Weiss is going to join us a little later in the program to preview that. TMB, RSB, there's another doctor that's going to be involved. Great event coming up.
NYC.
And NYC, that's right. I didn't get to see it yet. Did you see Dr. Joe Mercola is on Carol Alt's show this weekend on Healthy You on Fox News?
Nice.
Talking about artificial sweeteners, so we'll have to catch that a little later after the show today because she replays it every Saturdays and Sundays, 4 o'clock. So we're going up for Carol Alt's show as well. Lots of exciting things happening. I tell you what, I can't, my head's just spinning. And it's a casual Sunday while everybody is going to freeze. Those who are brave enough or crazy enough to go to the new, what is it, the Packers versus the 49ers today?
Yeah, that's a big rivalry. I mean, back in the day when I used to be a big football junkie, I was a big 49ers fan because I grew up down in that neck of the woods. And, it's a big rivalry. But, I mean, they're talking about insane. I mean, I just minus, you know, whatever. I don't even know. I forget what it was, -8 or something, you know, that it's supposed to be at this game. It's just like, I think I'll just kind of kick back and watch it on TV.
Yeah, I would just basically go on only if I had some way to, I don't know, can you build like a bonfire without catching yourself on fire? I just don't know how people would conceive of doing that.
There might be a law against that. I don't know.
Right. You know, one thing that really heats me up without any external, let's say, fire source, and that is the pro-vaccine agenda propagandists from the medical, industrial, pharmaceutical, vaccine industrial complex. And today we've got some things. There's been an article that's been floating around the social media networks. And I've been loath to comment on it because I'm so disgusted by it. But finally, you know, I saw some folks that are on the vaccine fence. And this is who it's directed towards. Let's be honest. It's not going to change the mind of anybody who's already with us on the recognition that vaccines are basically injectable toxic poisons that have no place in a healthy, much less sick human or animal anywhere. It's a concept that is, it's really developed by deranged lunatics. And I don't mean to name call in this way, but just step back for a moment. Just step back and look at this. Injecting innocent, helpless little children and animals with mercury, with antibiotics, with antifreeze, with actively sometimes neutralized viral proteins, proteins or DNA and RNA from animals, aborted fetal tissue. And we can go on and on. We've done this for years. But if you just step back from that, you'd say the people that came up with that are insane. But then they bypass the insanity by saying, well, listen, this is the Holy Grail. This is it. We can overlook all of the toxic poison garbage that we're injecting into children if we can just kind of convince you it's all about protecting you from deadly diseases. And how do they claim that they can do that? By artificially eliciting an antibody response within the body. Now, that's the key. That's the goal of vaccination. And even if they do, they must acknowledge that it doesn't mean that you won't get the disease. Now, we've seen it with so many, including the whooping cough recently, where we're finding out the vaccinated population is much more susceptible, evidently, than non-vaccinated individuals. But also, we look at chickenpox. The vaccines for chickenpox would claim to give you antibodies for the herpes zoster varicella or the varicella virus. Yet, in adulthood, these same children, maybe they had the vaccine, maybe they even had regularly conferred natural immunity because they actually had, honest to God, chickenpox, still may succumb later in life to the same virus in the guise of shingles. And so the whole argument falls on its face, but that we can't argue it. We can't talk about that. It's all about the religious vaccine fervor. So go into this story that's circulating the internet. This woman who claims she was the child, the 70s child of a health nut mommy. She wasn't vaccinated. She claims to have been on an incredibly healthy diet. She had no sugar. She was breastfed for over a year. She had organic homegrown vegetables, raw milk, no MSG, no additives, no aspartame. Now, it's fascinating. Wow. If you listen to this, Superdon, if you read this article, it's like literally going down the laundry list litany of everything anybody who has said anything negative about a vaccine would say. Without fail, they don't leave anything out.
Yeah, the bullet points are just astounding in this article, aren't they?
Yeah, her mother used homeopathy, aromatherapy, osteopathy. They took daily supplements of vitamin C, echinacea, cod liver oil. She lived in outdoor.
I like this lady. This is great.
I don't believe a word of it. I don't. Oh, okay. This is. I'm just telling you. This is rubbish, as they say. This is coming out of the United Kingdom, by the way. All of our listeners in UK, listen to this. She had an outdoor lifestyle. She grew up next to a farm. She walked everywhere. I mean, this is not real. She did sports and dance twice a week. She drank plenty of water. She wasn't even allowed soda pop. Even her fresh juice was watered down to protect her. I mean, literally, they are nailing every little bit.
Everything
is anybody else?
You could think
everything.
Of, yeah.
She would have killed for white store-bought bread just once in a while. Biscuits instead of fruit like all the other kids. We only ate, listen to this, organic local meat. Maybe once or twice a week. So now she's hitting you're too much of a media. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is public relations gold that they're creating here. This is Edward Bernays' territory.
She should be like glowing gold and levitating in the air right now.
Exactly. She's raised by aliens. Her mother and father cooked everything from scratch. She never had whatever a Findus or Findus crispy pancake and oven chips were. That's something in Britain, I'm sure.
Okay.
They never got a treat. But despite the healthy lifestyle, guess what? She claims to have had measles, mumps, and rubella. She contracted, according to the article, a type of viral meningitis. She had scarlatina, scarlet fever, whooping cough. Every year she got tonsillitis and chicken pox,
she wants
to mention that some of those are vaccine preventable. In her 20s, listen to this, it gets better. In her 20s, she had precancerous HPV.
Wow.
Even though HPV doesn't cause cancer, no evidence that it does, she spent 6 months of her life wondering if she was going to tell her two kids under the age of 7 that mommy might have cancer before it was safely removed.
Huh.
Right?
Well, heck, I mean, Robert, I think we need to quit eating healthy. It doesn't work.
Dude, forget it. Let's all go and have a GMO Twinkie cupcake. Because it doesn't matter what you do. Basically, she's arguing it's all a random act of God. Now, I'm calling BS.
Do you make Twinkie cupcakes?
Twinkie cupcakes. They would make Twinkie cupcakes, Tom, for this woman. You want one? Organic or GMO? Which one do you want?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's Tom, right. So listen to this. This is incredible. I'm going to continue with this because this is so incredible. It's strange levels of credulity that literally this article was reverse engineered by UFOs from the planet Alpha Centauri. Or is that an area, Alpha Centauri? Whatever you want to call it. She said, now listen to this, natural immunity was sterilized out of her. What? And she said that's not going to cut it for her. She had an idyllic childhood, amazing health food. How was she so freaking ill all the time? BS, BS, BS. Listen to this, though. The language here is incredible because the next paragraph, she says her mother was the biggest health freak around. You know, Mom, if you are still alive, you should slap your daughter silly. And I'm not into violence, but slap your daughter. She called you a health freak. See, this is why this is a made-up article, because they're using all of the key words, health freak, right, instead of vaccine freak. But she would put most of her current crunchy friends to shame, as she calls them. She didn't drink, she didn't smoke, she didn't do drugs, and we certainly weren't allowed to watch whatever we wanted on the telly. We weren't allowed to wear plastic shoes. She lived alternative health.
Wow. I mean she's just nailed everything.
Laying it thick here. It's like, can you see through this? Now, the thing is, they're targeting the prey here are those that are on the fence. As I said, you could be in our camp, you'll read this and you'll go, even if you believe it's true, which I doubt, you'll go, well, that's not going to change my mind. That's just her story. But there are loads of people that are on the fence now that are now going to be propagandized by their own family members who are freaking out over this story. And, by the way, more made-up news. Did you see this? They're claiming Jenny McCarthy has claimed that her son, Evan, never had autism. That she was wrongly diagnosed. I'm going to tell you about that. Is it the truth? Is it another lie? Where is Jenny McCarthy in all of this? Stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues live on GCN and Natural News Radio. We do this every Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon or tape delayed wherever you are. No cheap seats. We got it going on. Give us a call right now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Then we've got silver questions or silver comments galore. Are we dummies here?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
All right, growing up unvaccinated, the propaganda, the desperation is showing for those who, in the vaccine industrial complex. You want to check out the articles, the links are up at robertscottbell.com. As simple as that, link out to all of our wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible, and counteracting all of the propaganda 24/7 spewing from the mainstream media, particularly as it comes to your health. And Super Don, like I said, I'm calling BS on this lady. I don't know if she exists or not. Maybe somebody from Great Britain can let us know. I think she's a fiction created by public relations firms. And we're going to get to the origination point of this. But can you read this non-vaccinated girl, woman, who is now pro-vaccine? What diseases did she claim that she had gotten growing up?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Measles, mumps, rubella, a type of viral meningitis, scarlet fever, whooping cough, yearly tonsillitis, chicken pox, and precancerous HPV!
How is she even alive? Anybody else think about it? You're supposed to die of all of those things, according to the vaccinologist. This is the most obvious piece of phony propaganda. And we're going to find out the conflicts of interest behind this momentarily. But I got to continue with this. We'll get to the silver comment question a little early. We float a little freely on our Sunday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you didn't notice. 866-939-BELL, if you'd like to call up, comment on this or anything else, questions, 866-939-2355. Major announcements, by the way, on Tuesday. That is just a couple of days away, with Mike Adams, the health ranger, about the Natural News Forensic Food Laboratory. Incredible stuff coming on here through the Robert Scott Bell Show, exclusive. So check it out. But here,
check it out.
Here we go. Let's see. Now, her kids are vaccinated, this lady. She's like, oh, I'm not going to get sick. Like, oh, I'm going to raise them differently. So according to her, they've rarely been ill. They've had antibiotics maybe twice in their lives, if that. What? Dude, if your kids have been on antibiotics maybe twice in their lives, if that, if you can count it on one hand or two fingers, you know whether it's two or if that. So I'm just telling you, this is, again, more evidence of BS here.
Yeah, and in this paragraph where you reference that, she's actually promoting antibiotics. You see that?
Yeah, she's saying you should use it because otherwise you could be like Queen Elizabeth I and die. old-fashioned to kill Queen Elizabeth I because, well, it was, you know, just these were the kind of bad guys that were wiped out almost by antibiotics, completely glossing over the danger of antibiotic resistance. Right. And the same thing again, you'll notice the entire article completely glosses over that starting point of the show today. Ignore everything else about what she's saying or even embrace it and go, wait a second. But still, they're injecting toxic poisons that if you step back from the entire argument, you'd say it's insane. Absolutely insane. So her kids, fully vaccinated now, have had no childhood illnesses other than chickenpox, which they both contracted while still breastfeeding. What are you going to say here? Oh, my gosh, I should stop breastfeeding. My kids might get chickenpox. They, too, grew up on a healthy diet, homegrown organics, etc. Not to the same extent as I did, though, as I was not as strict as my mom, who she's very angry with, I think.
Yeah.
But they're both healthier than I have ever been. So
because they were vaccinated.
Right. And now you get to the point of, well, she's actually going to try and acknowledge the dangers. I find myself wondering about the claim that complications from childhood illnesses are extremely rare, but that vaccine injuries are rampant. If this is the case, I struggle to understand why I know far more people who have experienced complications from preventable childhood illnesses. Like you, lady, you've gone insane, if this is real, than I've ever met with complications from vaccines. I have friends who have become deaf from measles. I have partially sighted friends who contracted rubella in the womb. My ex got pneumonia from chickenpox. A friend of my brother's died from... I'm not meaning to laugh, but it's like, how many can we... Let's throw in a disease. Let's say she has a friend that had this. Let's say another friend almost went blind, and this one went deaf, and another died. You know what I'm saying? This is too... freaking in it's just
my great,
not
great great grandfather died from scurvy,
and then she goes, anecdotal evidence is nothing to base these decisions on. Well, what is this article if not based on her anecdotal claims of her entire made-up history?
Right.
But when facts and evidence-based science aren't good enough to sway someone's opinion, then this is where I come from. What anecdotes are all the anti-vaccine supporters do. That's what they do. It's all anecdotes. Well, this is my personal experience. So she's kind of going, all right, anecdotes are not good for them, but it's good for me. We're going to continue this. I didn't intend to go long into it, but this is such a precious story to explain to you how desperate the vaccinologists on planet Earth are to continue to inject helpless, innocent little babies and animals on the planet. Yes, they are evil. Even if they are in ignorance, they are acting evilly, and we will not allow this to continue, at least for you and for me. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you, lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Where else? Where else are you going to get coverage of an article that was reverse engineered from UFOs originating from the planet vaccine? I'm telling you, man, this is the place today. The Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links up at robertscottbell.com, blasting out through all the social networks. Follow me on Twitter, RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. It gets even better. And by the way, in just a minute, we're going to go to a call from our good friend Brian Hooker, PhD. He's terrific on this. But this was one of the clinchers for me. There are many in this. When I read this next paragraph, Super Don,
yeah,
I was like, oh, I knew that it was phony. Absolutely. I mean, all of the stuff that preceded it wasn't a giveaway,
right?
This was it. Because she's like now she's going to throw a bone to everybody who disagrees with her, right?
Right.
I understand to a point where the anti-vaccine parents are coming from. Back in the 90s, when I was a concerned 19-year-old mother frightened by the world I was bringing my child into. I was studying. Listen to this. This is it. This is where we throw A to Z. We go to the kitchen sink of anybody who might slightly have a question or actually overtly oppose vaccination. I was studying homeopathy, herbalism, and aromatherapy. Now she's getting into beliefs. Listen to this. I believed in angels, witchcraft, clairvoyance, crop circles, aliens at Nazca, giant ginger mariners spreading their knowledge to the Aztecs, the Incas, and the Egyptians, and that I was somehow personally blessed by the Holy Spirit with healing abilities.
Wow.
Really?
How many people can you offend all in one sentence, right?
Well, and how many different belief systems? This woman, I don't think schizophrenia does this woman justice. Not that I believe necessarily in the DSM 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 diagnosis. But I'm telling you, they are desperate. And this is the playbook they're pulling out to try and counteract anybody with a belief other than the officially sanctioned global world religion of the Church of Biological Mysticism Vaccine Division, of which we are non-members. We go into that church, they throw us out, even though they want everybody else. But they ain't letting us in. That's okay. We don't want to come in. Another guy they don't want in, Brian Hooker, PhD, our good friend. He's been taken on the CDC and so many others. The father of a vaccine-damaged child who's working very hard to find the real facts behind all of this and doing a great, great job at it. Brian Hooker, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So good to hear from you.
Thank you, Robert. I only have limited time this morning because the angels and the aliens are going to pick me up to take me back to my home planet. Wow.
Yeah.
What can you say about an article about that? Now, why are pro-vaccine evangelists coming after us with studies on one patient? I mean, it's an N of one. Really, if you're going to do an actual study, you need to look at all of the individuals vaccinated, all of the individuals that are unvaccinated. And interestingly enough, the CDC and the federal government will refuse to do a study of vaccinated children and unvaccinated children in the United States. But yet, if we can find one individual that was evidently unvaccinated and but did all these wonderful homeopathy things and never had a vaccine in her life, never took a pill, whatever, they were able to find that one individual. What about the thousands and thousands, and really, if you look at the continuum of the world, and we're on the world stage, millions of people that have never received a vaccine. What about me? Right. I haven't been vaccinated since I was 10. I'm 40 years old. Should I be dead?
How are you alive, Brian? By the way, we're glad that you are. But how is it possible? And to your point, when you say an N of one in scientific circles, when you conduct a study, if you have one person, you say, we studied it and this is what we found, you'd be like, one person? Really? Now, that's the irony here, is that she's using the very anecdote, this is my anecdotal story, to bash perhaps millions of others now that are going, dude, that vaccine harmed my child. And yet they won't conduct the study that you're describing, because why? They know what it would show.
Right. And there's an increasing population in the United States of unvaccinated individuals. All they have to do is pop open the records of a state like Oregon, where vaccination uptake is rather low, and look at those particular records, but they don't want to look at these communities. They don't want to look at Ashland, Oregon, that has a vaccine uptake rate of about 50%, which means 40% non-compliance. 40% of those children are not getting vaccinated. They don't want to look at these studies. They don't want to look at subpopulations like the Amish or the homeschooled. And to have an N of one study, just to give you some perspective, when I do reviews, quite often I'll be asked by a journal to review a particular article for their, the scientific worth of the article, the accuracy of the article, the technical veracity of the article. And if I see a sample population where they're doing a study that's looking at something like vaccine safety, if they have less than 1,000 people in their cohort, And quite often I'll just say, hey, I don't see that this is a representative sampling. I think that we need to move on and look at a larger population.
Really? So I think we should be following the advice of this lady here. Instead of getting past life regressions, we should all be taking antidepressants.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. She was paying so much money for aura readings, and she was actually paying to filter the fluoride out of her water. Oh, my God. What are you going to say?
Oh, it is. Yeah, there are so many different levels. And bless her heart, Jenny McCarthy has done such a wonderful job getting the word out. She's taken so many major hits because her statements regarding vaccines, vaccine safety, her son's vaccine injury,
yes.
And now to have an internet, story. So what's next? Is Jenny McCarthy going to mate with aliens so she can have a Martian baby? I mean,
we typically don't discuss the sex lives of stars on the air, but of course that's an interesting line of inquiry. We'll have to look at that.
Right.
Maybe we'll get Jenny on to talk about it.
Equally false than the misnomer, the rumor that's going around that Evan was never diagnosed with autism.
Exactly. And Jenny's on the record now saying it. She says she's furious over reports that say that she claimed her son doesn't or had never had autism. And we've got that linked up in the show notes now, or will be shortly, and out through the world of social media. So you understand that.
Right.
But all of this is designed what? To frighten those that are on the fence about vaccines back into compliance. Vaccine compliance. If they were as good, if they were as validated as they claim on that side, we're going to get to the conflicts of interest behind this story momentarily, and you can bet Paul Offit's name will come up momentarily in that regard. But basically, they wouldn't have to sell this to anybody if it were indeed factually supported that these vaccines prevent disease rather than cause disease. But in the meantime, they have to consistently push through fear. They have to use mandates or phony mandates to frighten parents into compliance. They pretend you can't send your kids to school. The question, of course, I always ask is, why would you want to? That's another story as far as those go. But Brian Hooker, my friend, I can't wait to see it again. It's so nice. What a nice surprise to hear from you this afternoon or this morning where you are.
Thank you so much, Robert. I'll go with the aliens now and bid you farewell.
All right. You take care, my friend. That's Brian Hooker, a nice surprise call. We've got another call coming in here. I think we've got a better connection with Dr. Jason Dean, my good friend, Dr. Jason Dean. Hopefully we got a good link. Dr. Dean, are you there?
I am here, Robert. How are you?
Doing well. It's nice to hear from you, my friend. And we've been covering this phony story, or what I'm calling a phony story, a propaganda piece from a woman who claims to do everything organically, everything perfect, but no vaccines, and she got every disease you can imagine. We're wondering how she ever survived childhood. But that's another story. You have a case you wanted to relate about a pediatric office in Orlando. What is this story? I'm not privy to it yet, I don't think.
Absolutely. I actually came to my office, my wife and my office, last week, and there was a piece of paper on my desk, and I started reading it because it was just randomly put on my desk, and it was a vaccination policy at a very well-known pediatric center in Central Florida, and as I read it, I actually had to stop and reread it because I was so shocked at what it was saying, and I actually read it three times, and the more I read it, the angrier I got. And the amazing thing is, you know, I know the vaccination world. I know how it works, and I know what they promote. But to see the letter and actually read what they're saying, which is, I mean, you can actually get it. I'll send the links over to you. But it's so full of false data. But
can you give me one piece of false data that would jump out for people to hear?
Yeah, let me do this. It's pretty quick. I'll read a real quick paragraph to you. The staff and management at such and such vaccine or pediatric clinic firmly believe in the vaccination programs recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. The statistics bear this belief out. We believe that vaccinated children are much safer than unvaccinated children. In the past, we have given parents the options of choosing to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. If parents choose to not vaccinate, they were simply asked to sign a waiver stating that they were aware of the potential problems of not having their children vaccinate and that they, as parents, were willing to accept the potential medical legal ramifications of their choice. after much soul searching, we have concluded that this approach is not the correct one. And that's just one paragraph, and I picked that out because of their sources that they're going to for their research.
Yeah, the AAP with conflicts of interest from the vaccine industrial complex. And, of course, we're going to reveal the source of this article, whether it's real, phony, or somewhere in between. And we're going to let loose on those conflicts of interest in just a moment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Dean, I am so grateful for your friendship. I appreciate you digging deep on this and helping kids to stay healthy in a non-vaccinated way. Oh, my gosh, did I just say that? Yes, I did. So, we are going to continue on with our discussion here. If you'd like to be part of it, you can see the phones are open, hearing from Dr. Hooker and Dr. Dean. You don't have to be a doctor to call in. That's fine. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Steven Seagal, is he going to run for governor of Arizona? Maybe we'll get to that. I kind of like that idea. What do you think? Also, where did this article come from? Who are these conflicts of interest? What alien planet? Or are they inhabiting Earth? Stand by. We'll get to that in just a moment.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Yo, counteracting vaccine propaganda, medical propaganda like nowhere else in broadcast media. It is the Robert Scott Bell Show, live through GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com. Shout out to our friends at ukhealthradio.com. This story may be of keen interest to you, as well as our friends down under in Australia who are being attacked viciously for holding beliefs different than the church of biological vaccine mysticism. Now, we're uncovering some very strange things about this article as we are on the air here. In fact, Super Don found a photograph of a woman that looks uncannily similar. We don't have verification or validation yet, but I am intrigued enough to say we need to look further into this, that this woman may in fact be an employee of the CDC that's claiming all of these unbelievable fantasy UFO scenarios about her history and now her love affair with vaccines for her children. And Super Don, can you fill us in on what you're finding out?
Well, it's very bizarre. I found a posting over at David Icke. He has a forum, and it was posted there that there's a lady. Now, listen, the lady in the article bashing the anti-vaccine people, her name is Amy Parker. It turns out that there is an individual by the name of Amy Parker Feeblecorn, who is works in the Division of Viral Diseases, National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases for the CDC. And so I'm trying to uncover some, you know, because the internet, you can find photos of people everywhere. If, you know, people that are connected in the social media, stuff is everywhere. I've located a photo of this Amy Parker Feeblecorn, who went to this particular college. There's a group photo here where she's doing kind of like a fist bump thing with a bunch of people. And I'm going to do a side-by-side photo here. But if this is indeed the same person, what we're looking at is somebody who actually works for the CDC in their immunization division that obviously, you know, was a paid shill to be the subject of this article, which, you know, the further you dig into this, you find out the conflicts of interest are even more than we may have thought they were.
Yeah, by the way, I wouldn't put this past them, but it's amazing if we can uncover this. This will be a major breaking news story worldwide. So with your perspectives on this, we're gonna post this in the show notes later as well at robertscoutbell.com.
Working on it now.
Tell your friends. We'll get it out there for everybody to view. And by the way, you are blessed by the Holy Spirit with healing abilities. Super Don has special abilities, as you know. That's why he's super. Whether you call it the Holy Spirit, divine spirit,
Last night they were doing a Star Wars marathon. I was looking at that. I was going, you know what? I want to be a Jedi. And if you look at the Jedi religion,
it's pretty cool, actually. In England, it's
official.
There are members of the Jedi religion there.
That's right.
Listen to this statement in this article, though. I was so freaking crunchy that I literally crumbled. Dude, this is not the writings of even a deranged lunatic mom that's going gaga for vaccines, and she didn't. This is PR speak. These are just imagery after imagery after imagery to try and reach deep into the unconscious, the collective unconscious of the psyche of those who are fragile enough to believe the propaganda if they are frightened just the right way, just the right direction. And as Brian Hooker said, it's an end of one, which means basically she's using her own life, if it's even real, as an anecdote, and then she would accuse all of us for saying, well, we're only anecdotal and not scientific, but all science is made up of facts once you compile them and analyze them and assess them and interpret them. Of course, it can be interpreted as a pro-vaccine message, as you hear in this article we're referencing. But this is really quite extraordinary. If we've uncovered on the air here, Super Don, that this woman actually works for the CDC Immunization Division, this is going to be a global break. So let's continue to follow up on that. The number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We are also going to hear from Jean Weiss later in the program. She's helping us to host, and she'll be at a special event in Long Island. And that is going to be at the Unity Church of Healing Light, I believe it's called. We've got it linked up in the show notes. On Long Island, January the 15th, that is a Wednesday evening. And that is after we do a live broadcast from 3 to 5 in Nassau County, I believe, on Long Island. We'll get you the name of that store, health food store, juice bar, organic bistro type place up there as well. Ty Bollinger is going to be with me. We should have an appearance at least at the live radio event. From Leanna Werner Gray of the Earth Diet. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be great. And it better warm up there. Help send the, we're going to send the warm weather north. Go, go, go before we get there. All right, everybody, stay warm. Get in your far infrared sauna or just crank up the audio levels on your stereo or computer. The Robert Scott Bell Show should warm you up, bringing the healing that is unapproved by any government agency anywhere. Occasionally, not even approved by our board operator, Tom, but we're going to let loose on it anyway. So stick around. We got another hour to go. Super Don is here. You are here because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.